dish is called huzarensla. Have you heard of the hussars, the horsemen, the hussars of the hussar? Huzarensla means the salad of the hussars, but that was eaten by the hussars. It's a dish with pork and potatoes and beetroot and dill cucumbers and onion and hard-boiled eggs and radishes and lots of mayonnaise, and all served on a bed of lettuce. But there are several different recipes, actually, for huzarensla. I took the trouble of looking it up, Googling it today, and I found some very different recipes. But this is the recipe that I use.
Was this recipe passed down from your family, one that's been in the family for a while?
Well, let's put it this way. When I took my family to Holland in 1978, my uncle, Omer Jacques, decided he was going to serve a typical Dutch dish to us little Aussies. And he served this huzarensla. So, and that was the first I'd actually had it for about, well, not 78, for 30 years. But it left its effect on me, you know.
Yeah, so you really, I mean, this dish is, you know, not just a great football food. It's also got a really important story about your connection with your
home. Very personal dish, actually.
So now heading to sport, the World Cup.
Yes, the World Cup.
The Netherlands did fantastic against Spain.
It's about the only time I take a real interest in sport.
And the Australians call it soccer, but the World...
Football.
Football.
Voetbal.
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 Ball. Ball. Ah, as in ball. Ball. Voetbal.
Did you watch the Spain v Netherlands game?
I did not, actually. I did not. I missed that one, but I heard a bit of it on the radio. And obviously we hear the highlights. And, of course, that time I was all for the Netherlands, even though they were beaten hollow. But, of course, we now had our revenge. We've beaten the Spaniards.
Australia v the Netherlands. Now, both countries, I'm sure, have a dear place in your heart.
True. I will probably continue to bury for Australia, because that's what I've done all my life. More difficult this time than last time around, because my research has carried me back to being Dutch, even to going getting my Dutch accent back again, which I had lost totally before. And I'm sure I'm showing traces of it, I think.
Your research? What is this research that you're talking about?
I'm talking about the Dutch on the Tweed. I'm researching the contribution of the Dutch to the Tweed community. In other words, what they've done with their lives since coming here, like myself, and how well they think they've done, and also their identity, their sense of identity, whether they are like one person. And I ask this question every time: how Dutch do you feel on a scale out of 10 or whatever, you know, how Dutch do you feel? And one person said 4/5, and another person said, oh, I feel about 10% Dutch, and most of them about 7/8 Australian. But as we have been doing the research, they tend to drift back and say, oh, I'm feeling a lot more Dutch now than I did before we started this research, which is also happening to me.
So you're really feeling that connection with...
Which it probably would anyway, but I...
Now, you are also working on bringing a Dutch festival to the Tweed. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we are hoping to have the first ever Dutch Australian festival. Careful, not Dutch festival, Dutch Australian festival. And this is a new one, because all the other festivals are all Dutch festivals. They're Dutchies getting together, having lots of Dutch food and other sorts of fun, and that's about it. We are not doing that. We are having a Dutch-Australian festival, which is supposed to, or hopefully will, inform and enlighten and educate and all the rest of it, the Australian community about the Dutch community. In other words, we are hoping that the Australians will discover the Dutch the way we discovered Australia 400 years ago, returning the table.
When are you hoping to get this festival, the Dutch Australian Festival, happening?
September 2016 is what we're aiming at. That is the very close to the 400-year anniversary of the landing of Dirk Hartog at Sharks Bay in WA on the 25th of October 1616. So we're hoping to get it as close to that date as we can. But the whole of that year is a Dirk Hartog celebration year. So it's the decade of the Dutch discoveries. Started in 1606. This one was at 1616. And, of course, it lasted till 1756. About 30 Dutch ships that we know of, not counting the ones that were lost, landed on the Australian coast and mapped pretty well all of Australia, except the eastern bit.
Have you got a figure of how many Dutch people are here?
Yeah, yes, we have 337 people born in the Netherlands, like myself, men and women. Mostly came here as children, like myself, but includes a few older people who came here as adults, probably about 60 or 70 older people, but the rest would be came here as children. And we've got about 1,200 people of Dutch ancestry, which includes those people who would not necessarily be born here, but have a father or mother or a grandfather or even now a great-grandfather as Dutch.